I do. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Oh, I
I
love
want to praise his
holy name.
name.
Glory to
Thank you, God. Thank
Amen.
you, God.
Praise him enough. I just love praise his name.
Amen.
I know when those praises go up, just come down. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Pastor?
The Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless this holy name.
Yes.
Amen. Lord is in this holy house. Let us keep silent before him.
Yes.
This is another day the Lord has made. Let us
Yes.
rejoice and be glad that we're still here in the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because it could have taken us out here yesterday.
Yes,
Amen. But he
right.
left us
Praise
in
God.
for another day.
Yes,
And
Lord.
I'm grateful to him because of his mercy and his grace that endured to all generations.
Yesterday.
Hallelujah. I'm thanking for a merciful, all-knowing, all-wise, loving God.
My
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He understands when we don't understand.
Tell it,
Yes, he
Pastor.
can.
He will come to your rescue no matter what you are, who you are, and no matter what you do.
Amen.
But he reigns on the just and the sinner just the same.
Yes, he
He
does,
has
my
no
Lord.
respect of person.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what he wants us to do. Love one another as he has loved us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This world is getting worse and worse.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As we head toward home stretch. And these final days.
Help us, Lord.
Have all the things that's going on.
Yes, sir.
These are trying times.
Yes, they are.
Hallelujah. But I'm so glad God must be shortening the days so that we can make it through. And it just seems like the days are shortening, they go by so fast.
Amen.
We glorify God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But He's good.
All the time, my Lord.
God is His guest. Hallelujah to all of you up and out in Zoom land. We praise God for all of you.
Yes,
Everybody is special. Everybody's precious. Everybody is somebody. Because there's no such person as a nobody.
That's true.
Yeah, Pastor. Hallelujah. Because nobody doesn't exist. Never have exist and never will exist.
That's right.
God made somebody.
Amen.
And made us to be what he happens to be.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And not what we want us to be. And we got all tore up and trying to satisfy this one and satisfy that one. You can't satisfy people. Amen.
No, sure can't.
You got to satisfy God. He's just one. And you have 50 people in the room, 50 people have different opinions.
Amen.
So how you gonna satisfy it all 50? Okay. On that same one thing. We're grateful to God that He is an understanding God and knows everything. Before it even exists, He knows it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He knows who you are. He knows what you do.
That's right,
He knows
everything.
how you're doing and know what you're capable of doing. But we will say that we don't know how. But God said you can do all things
Amen.
through him that strengthens you. I bless you. And so we praise God for this day as we go into Revelation again.
Amen.
Tell you what the Spirit is saying to the church. Revelation chapter 3.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Chapter 3.
Amen.
Yeah, we're there.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and speaking the things which remain and are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Okay. Verse 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know that what hour I will come one day. Tell somebody,
remember,
be watchful.
Remember, be watchful. Watchful.
Remember to be watchful. We go through our day and not caring and not worrying about anything and or thinking about anything other than yourself. And we forget that we got God with us. We think that we are all alone. Nobody cares.
Tell it, Pastor.
And we get in our sad song and dance.
Yes, we do, my Lord.
Every day is the same old thing.
Amen.
No praises. No thank you. Nothing but this day is a bad day. I want you to know today that you need to remember that the day is not bad.
That's right.
It's the people in the day that make things bad.
Yes.
You're right.
Amen.
For God made everything.
Yes, he did.
And the word said everything he made was good.
Good. Very good.
Very good. So you got to remember things are good. And even the things that hurt us physically and mentally, those also spiritually, even those things, are good. Well, why do you say that? Because it said all things works together.
Yes.
Toward the good to them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose.
Tell it, Pastor, tell it.
So if you call according to what he wants you to do, you got to go through what he put you through to get you made the way he wants you to be made. And it's going to be in the end for your good. So everything is good. remember to watch out and be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard him say it in his word, in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Give God thanks.
Amen.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus
mm-hmm.
concerning you. We got to watch ourselves. Because
mm-hmm.
we'll get out of the word right quick.
Uh-huh.
Like we're on the sliding board. We just slide on out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But we need to not slide out of the word, but slide in the word.
Amen.
And we don't need to so much stand on the word, but stand in the word.
Amen.
And I keep saying that we're standing on the word, nothing in contact with the word but your feet.
Teach it, Pastor.
Glory be to God.
You standing on it.
Uh-huh.
And so while you're standing on it, you can walk off at any time.
Amen.
Okay. You can walk right on off that word, but if you're in the word, you're gonna have to do mm-hmm. some doors open and stuff like that. Do something, move something to get out.
Got it, Pastor.
Amen.
And you can't just that step on off.
That's right.
But you got to move things, you got to go through some things to get out of it.
Mm.
Okay. Jesus said, abide in me.
Uh-huh. Teach it, teach it.
And I will abide in you.
Yes.
Say,
yes,
abide on me.
Teach it, Pastor.
I'll abide and I'll abide on you.
Yes.
Said, he'll be in you
uh-huh.
and you'll be in him.
That's right.
He'll be in us like a well of water.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So be careful and be watchful
mm-hmm.
that we are in the word of God.
Yes.
Whatever we say,
mm-hmm.
whatever we do, are trying to do,
uh-huh.
we are in the word of our living God.
Amen.
Okay. So make sure you're not stepped out of his word and into your word.
That's right.
Most of us live by our word,
mm-hmm.
which is not right.
That's right.
Because there's only one right way, and that's God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the word.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, stay in me, and I stay in you. So stay in the word, uh-huh. and stay in you.
Amen.
Okay. We spend most of our day playing games.
My Lord.
Hey. Or running somebody down.
Amen.
Okay. When we should be spending most of our day giving thanks. Okay. Because we're in something all day long.
Uh-huh.
Some of it's smooth and happy, and some of it's rough and bad and hard mm-hmm. and sad. But we're going through something one way or another. And in it, we need to give God thanks for taking us mm-hmm. through. You're not thanking him for the bad thing, but you're thanking him for taking you through the bad thing.
Amen.
Thank him for delivering you out of the tail and the snares of the fowl.
Mm-hmm.
We are thanking God for he is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he knows just how to handle every situation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My Lord.
He will take us through and give us the victory.
Mm-hmm.
We praise God for knowing that.
Uh-huh.
So the word said, tell the church that started.
Mm-hmm.
Write this. These things said he that had the seven spirits of God.
Uh-huh.
And the seven stars.
Mm-hmm.
I know thou works. Thou has a name thou livest and are dead. I know you know it works. I know you got a name.
Mm-hmm.
You're living, you're dead to the things of the world.
Amen.
Okay. So be watchful.
Yes, my Lord.
That you still find yourself in the word.
Uh-huh.
Be watchful that you haven't stepped out off and out of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Be watchful that you are still doing things the way the Bible said do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Be watchful that you are still trying to do right and love uh-huh. everyone.
Yes. Yes, my Lord.
And hate nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Be watchful and strengthen those things. So strengthen your mm-hmm. faith in the Lord. Strengthen your hope and joy in the Lord. Strengthen your peace uh-huh. in the Lord. Strengthen your happiness in the Lord. Strengthen mm-hmm. your love in the Lord. Strengthen yes, everything God. That is good
mm-hmm.
in the Lord.
Praise God.
And count it all as joy.
Mm-hmm.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, be watchful and strengthen these things which remain.
Yes, God.
That thou are ready to die.
Uh-huh. Glory.
Okay. You got yourself ready to die.
Uh-huh.
You don't know when it's going to come. So you got to stay ready.
Amen.
So that when it does come, he can take you back with him.
Amen.
For I have not found.
Uh-huh.
Notice it said, I have found, but it's like, I have not found.
Found. Uh-huh.
That works perfect before God.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing all the good things that's right.
Uh-huh.
But yet you're not perfect.
Amen.
Okay, it's not perfect for God. Because the word said there's nothing perfect but the Father.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. None perfect but the Father.
Amen.
Okay. Now he said, remember therefore how that thou hast received and heard
mm-hmm.
and hold fast and repent. Remember now how you've done that.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to have to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
You got something with, fast and repent one day.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Through the week, you got to do it every day.
Amen.
Hey, never, don't you forget.
Don't you forget.
Okay. If therefore thou shalt not watch,
uh-huh.
I will come as a thief.
Mm-mm.
And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. So if you're not watching, enemy can take over you all the time. So easy.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't know how it got in there.
Tell it, Pastor.
You thought you were still doing what you were doing with the Lord and you done got off on another road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're not watching.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We are watching,
mm-hmm.
but we're not watching the right person.
Amen. Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. What do you mean, Pastor?
Watching everybody else.
You watching everybody else but yourself.
Amen.
You said the Bible tells me watch me, but he said you watch me. You must be watching yourself.
Tell it, Pastor.
It is you that's going to flaw and mess up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because you're not looking at who you're supposed to be looking at.
Amen.
You got your eyes down the road with different ways. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then you walking near some bitches about to fall in.
Mm-hmm.
And you finally start to see him all the way there and gone.
That's true.
Okay. Just make it easy on yourself and watch yourself. You're with yourself all the time.
Amen.
You know what's going on with yourself.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch yourself, you don't have time to have all these problems.
Amen.
Go on.
See, by you watching them, that it caught you, the devil gonna make you see something wrong. Even if it's not wrong.
That's amen.
The devil will make you see something wrong because he is a deceiver.
Yeah.
And he's the master of the deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's the chief deceiver. Okay. All he does is practice deception.
And he started
doing that when he told Adam and Eve that, well, when he told Eve that God lied. Okay, and he was the one lying that landed right then. Word of deception. And so all your sins come from following deception, deceptive feast of the devil. So make sure you remember to hold fast and watch yourself.
That's right, my Lord.
So that you won't stumble and fall. You watching me, your eyes on me, and there's a rope down in the front of your legs. You don't see we're going to the next step you take, we're going to stumble over and fall. Might even bust and knock a teeth out of two. Okay? Because you fail hard.
Yes, sir.
Okay? So be there, watchful. Because if you don't, when it comes, he'll catch with your works undone.
Yes, he will.
He said it's coming as a thief.
Mm-hmm.
A thief don't call you up and tell you I'm coming over. Rob you today.
Amen.
Thief come when you ain't home.
Amen.
And when you're not at home, when you're not, your mind is on somebody else and what they've done wrong and everything else. And you need to be watching yourself.
Amen.
Okay. So when he gets you with your mind off, sometimes we say in the gutters.
Amen.
In the trash cans. In the dumpster.
Well, my Lord.
Our minds are all down there, down the wrong lane.
Amen.
Still thinking on holy things. Still thinking on joyful things.
Amen.
Still singing a new song to the Lord.
Yes.
Glory. Talking about how good the Lord is.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about those things. All right? And be thankful. Okay, it says, so it says, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white. They are worthy. So even though they are, don't find your work perfect.
My Lord.
You still have a few that's
in
your town, few in your city and your church, which are not defiled.
Amen.
Thy garments. Thy garments are good, clean. They ain't been running and dabbling in everybody else's business. And leaving theirs alone. They've been taking care of theirs. They shall walk with me in white. For they are worthy. So if you follow what the word said, do. You find yourself worthy.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Walk with the master.
Mm-hmm.
And wear your white. He that overcometh,
amen.
The same shall be clothed in white raiment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, baby, you can have it too.
You can have it too.
Have it too.
Hey, all you got to do is overcome.
Amen.
Right.
and you be able to wear your white as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. So if you overcome, your name will stay in the book of life.
Amen.
If you don't, he's going to remove it. But I will confess his name to my Father and before his angels.
Amen.
He that had an ear,
let
him hear what the church was really saying. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write these things that they is holy, that he that is true, he that had a key to David, he that had open and no man can shut and shut it and no man can open. These things coming at me. They said, Lord, open up doors for you that people close.
Amen.
Make ways for you when they want no other way.
Yes.
And what God opened for you, nobody can take it away.
Amen.
That's right.
Nobody can close you out from it but you.
Amen.
God has opened up doors for us.
Yes,
and we haven't come through them yet.
That is passing.
We said we can't go do that. I can't do that, and I can't do this, and I can't. But we got to remember, the word told us that I can do what?
All things.
All things. And what does all things include?
Everything.
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 I can do all things. How can I do it?
Through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm. Which will do what for me?
Strengthen us.
Give me the strength to do it.
Yes.
See, our problem has been trying to do it all on our own.
That's right.
We're not watchful that we have stepped out of the word and stepped into our own word.
Mm-hmm.
We got to know that I can do these things, but only through Christ.
That's right. Amen.
Which will provide the strength for me. Tell them I know the words. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it.
Amen.
But thou art a little strength and has kept my word and has not denied my name. When you don't do what the word said you do, you deny his name. Okay. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which said they are Jews, but they're not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before their feet, and know that I have loved thee. Behold, thou hast kept the word of my patience, and I also will keep thee from the hour of the temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. And he will do all, he's going to do all this to you and for you. And behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take it thy crown. He's coming, and he's coming quickly. So he needed to be right.
Amen.
because you don't know when he's going to show up.
Amen.
Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Okay, so if you overcome, you'll be made a pillar in the temple of God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven. From my God, I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And to the angels of the church, so Laodicea, write these things. And said the amen. Thy faith, the faith and true witness, being beginning of the creation of God. I know the works, and they are neither cold nor hot. I would that there were cold or hot, so then, because they are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. God wants us all the way.
Amen.
If you're a sinner, be a sinner.
Amen.
If you're gonna be holy, be holy.
Amen.
He wants you one way or the other.
Yes. Amen.
If you're a saint, be a saint. Don't be a saint today and the devil tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay. Don't be loving me this month and cursing me out the next.
Amen. Yeah, Pastor.
Okay. And I need you to be cold or in your heart. But most of you are lukewarm.
Mm-hmm. Teach it, Pastor.
You need to love me or hate me.
Amen.
Don't like me.
Tell it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I like them all right. That's lukewarm.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
You need a cold and you need a heart.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know whether you love somebody or not.
Amen.
I'm not saying that I like you.
Amen.
Like is not a word to be used in the description of children of God like that.
Amen.
Things of that nature. Okay. Jesus said, you either love me or you hate me. You either hot or you are cold. Lukewarm, it won't settle on my stomach. I spew you back up. Remember when back in the childhood days when you got colds and things, you had to have to take 3 sixes and that's the all. And my stomach was a whole need of one. I take it in and had to head for the door.
Uh-huh.
Come back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what your deeds that you do. If you're doing them and they're not in love, for love, from love, they ain't no good.
Amen.
Paul said, if I give all that I have to feed the poor, do things for them and don't have love, it ain't bothering me nothing. Because thou says I'm rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art rich and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to know, to buy of me gold fried in the fire. You need to be fried in the fire.
Amen.
And see if you come out as gold. Okay. And you fried in the fire, when they're talking about the trials of the things of life that is not good to you at this moment. You need to see if you will stand there and do it and come through the fire and still wind up being untarnished. And white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eyes set slave, that thou mayest see. And we got to know what we're looking for and what we should be looking for.
Amen.
And anoint your eyes, and ask the Lord, open them so that you can see.
Amen.
Elijah had to ask that his servant that he was having him, that his eyes be open.
Mm-hmm.
See all the help that the Lord had for them. The army was around them, but the angels also was with chairs of fire, outnumbered the army. But the young fellow that he had with him couldn't see them. All they could see was the enemy.
Amen.
We have that in our lives. All we can see is the enemy doing something wrong.
Had it, Pastor.
But you got to know the word said that he that be with us
is more than him,
more than them that be against us. Okay. And the victory is always ours.
Amen.
So as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So sometimes it just got to be beat.
Amen.
All right. Sometimes we just got to be disciplined. And God knows when to do it and how to do it.
Amen.
Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him.
Amen.
And will sup with him and will be and he with me. And Jesus is knocking. And knock, knock. You're supposed to say, who's there?
Who's there?
Who's there?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jesus.
Come in.
He's
come
doing on. All day long.
Come in.
All day long. He's saying, knock, knock.
Come on in.
Let me in.
Yes, come on.
I need to guide you. I need to lead you. I need to protect you. I need to keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock. I need to come in, like I told Zacchaeus. I need to go to your house today.
Uh-huh.
Come on down out of that tree.
Yep.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Come in.
Okay. Jesus wants you to open the door.
Amen.
Stop taking over with your thoughts and let Jesus come in and supply you with his thoughts.
Amen.
In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord.
Yes.
And he will
direct your path.
Direct that path.
Yes.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is knocking at our door.
Man.
He wants to lead you today. He wants to protect you today. He wants to guide you today. He wants to fill your heart with joy.
Help us, Lord.
Praise him. Jesus said, I'm standing here and wait to help you out. So you need me on the outside. Jesus said, I want to help you. I want to deliver you.
Amen.
I've been standing here through the winter, the snow and the ice. I'm standing here through the sun, summer, the heat, and the thunder, and the lightning, and the tornadoes. I'm standing at your door, waiting for you to open it up and let me in.
Yes, Lord.
Remember.
Be watchful.
Okay. Remember and be watchful. Remember what the Lord has said.
Yes.
And be watchful that it does come to pass.
Amen.
Don't think it's not going to come, but it is. It shall. It will come to pass.
Amen.
He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Hear anybody. He didn't say any special person.
Tell it, Pastor.
But anybody. The one you done wrote off. Okay. He said, if that person hear my voice and open the door, I come in and I sit down with him. And doesn't matter how dirty the house is, but I come in and I clean it up. Okay. All right. To him that overcome it, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame, and I'll sit down with my Father in his throne.
Mm-hmm.
He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Amen.
He that has an ear. All right. Let's hear.
Yes, Lord.
What the Spirit says to the church.
Amen.
And God bless you. And heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
Remember, hold fast. And be watchful.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you too, Pastor.
Boy for the day.
Amen.
Amen. Good sermon. Amen.
Good word, Pastor.
Yes.
Remember to be watchful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life takes you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see
me through. You can depend on me to pray for you.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage
you.
Let me
speak life to you.
You can
depend on me to see you through.
You can
depend on me to pray for you.
Amen.
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 Yes, yes. Good word, Pastor. One time.
That's it.
It was good word.
Amen.
May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and the Bible with us now and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.